Jumps into the rendezvous that overlooks the avenue. Clamp. Someone sharing a delightful chat of this and that and cocktails for two.
Okay, shut up, will you?
Yeah, shut up.
Thank you, music lovers. Rib cutter.
Rib cutter.
How's it going?
We're ahead on points.
I'll search her.
Searcher?
The Lord helps in one way or another.
That's catgut.
The wound was infected. I assume you didn't want silk.
Lieutenant, you're not here to assume.
Settle down, Frank. Forget it. Carry on.
Yes, sir. I'm working.
Working? You could be arrested for loitering in front of an operating table.
Did you hear that, Colonel?
Pipe down, Pierce.
Hello, you beautiful day.
Sometimes you gotta throw back some of the young ones.
Man, how about a rubber, Coach?
Right there.
You boys look a little tired.
Oh, here's our gallant leader.
Henry was terrific in
there. Wasn't he good in there today?
Great. Well, I must tell you guys, that was some fancy cutting in there.
Thank you, Henry.
Colonel!
Yes, Frank?
Colonel, I intend to file insubordination charges against Lieutenant Ginger Bayless.
Insubordination on account of a suture?
You're kidding, Doctor. And I use the term because it always gets a laugh.
Sir? Not now, Radar.
You just keep pushing around the medical staff, Frank. You see what happens.
Are you threatening the superior officer?
Frank, I'll be in my office in an hour.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Sir?
Now, I'll talk Frank out of it, but you lay off him. All of you. He's a good surgeon, and we need him.
Colonel, sir.
You know, Pierce, one day he's going to throw the book at you, and I won't be there to help.
Sir, I have a message from General Hammond.
Radar, don't interrupt.
Unless it's a message from General Hammond.
Yes, sir.
Are we surrendering?
Hey, listen to this. The 4077th has now achieved a 90% efficiency rating. The best record of any medical unit operating in Korea. Congratulations on a fine performance, General Hammond.
How do you like them apples?
Hey, you have another hit on your hands, Henry.
They'll be dancing in the street.
A record unmatched by any other medical unit in Korea. And in recognition of this splendid achievement, it is now my personal pride to award to Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake the Special Citation of Merit. Fourth class. May I have the envelope, please?
Hey, look at Henry. He looks like he's going to have a baby.
Thank you, General. Thank you. Well, this comes as a complete surprise to me. I don't know what to say. I haven't prepared an acceptance speech.
No man wins an award like this on his own. You people, you great doctors and you swell gals who made this possible are just too numerous to mention. But I'm mighty grateful to all of you. Right down to my right hand, Corporal Radar O'Reilly, who incidentally is in command of this unit and just uses me as a front. Standing here today, proud as punch. I think back to the time when I first considered a career in medicine. Back in Bloomington, Illinois. Our family doctor, a nice old codger who drove a touring car that had the isinglass curtains, he said to me...
Excuse me, Colonel. I have one more announcement.
I'm sorry.
There's a service charge on the award.
Colonel Blake's experience is needed elsewhere for administrative and training duties. Now, he is being assigned to Tokyo Medical Headquarters, effective immediately.
Well, fine, then I'll keep in touch with you on that, and I know you have to go right over to OR.
Yeah.
Guys?
Henry, bon voyage.
Well, thank you. Normally I'd soak this in a pail of water. It's being my last day.
Actually, it's a prescription for your health. Have it filled in Tokyo.
Yeah, I'll do that.
We're gonna miss you, Chief. Your fighting spirit, your little moods.
Your cheerful smile.
Your loyalty.
Oh, fiddle faddle.
Your gift for language.
Yeah, well, truth of the matter is that I'll miss you delinquents, too. You're the two finest cutters I've ever been associated with.
Well, Henry, I guess this is it.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Try thanks for the memory.
Yeah. Colonel, I...
Oh, allow me, Major. You don't want to hurt those magic fingers. What's this? Army manual? Thoughts before the battle? 1,001 jokes for the officer's mess? He's got everything here but Clausewitz on her knees.
Give me back my books. Your book? Hey, where's he going?
Hey, he's taking his things into your house.
Yeah, well, that's Frank's quarters now.
Frank's quarters? Him? He's our new boss?
Well, he's next in command, you see.
Almost forgot your equipment, sir.
Oh, thank you, Radar. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Well, I'll be moving along then. Look, now, I know you guys are going to be very happy. Now, look, you're all surgeons, and then this is going to work out fine. Now, why don't you just go over and make Frank feel at home?
Sir, it's been a privilege serving under you. I hope we see each other real soon.
Yes, Radar. Well, I was, crazy monkey. Move outside.
Here's the 3 copies of the mess requisition forms that you wanted for next week, and also 6 copies of the supply room application forms.
Mm-hmm. We'll put them on the desk, Corporal.
Yes, sir. Good night, sir.
O'Reilly, where are you going? We have work to do.
Sir, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
You're not going to bed until this office is 100% shipshape.
Aye, aye, sir.
O'Reilly, I assure you, all the gold-breaking that went on around here under Colonel Blake is going to stop. Under my command, life is going to be a different kettle of fish.
Are you sure you're in the right branch of the service, sir?
Don't be snotty. Bring me the,
fitness report.
Not the fitness reports. You can't anticipate what I'm thinking. I'm not Henry Blake.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
I want
the efficiency
report. Here's tomorrow's routine. See that it's posted.
They're not going to like this.
I didn't come here to be liked.
You certainly came to the right place.
I could swear I heard a bugle. It is a bugle. Hey, I think we're in the army.
Reveille has blown, sirs, all right? Let's look alive.
Hawkeye, it's an emergency. Major Burns is making a surprise inspection.
An inspection?
Yeah.
What's inspection?
That, gentlemen, is something they do in the Army.
Well, what's that got to do with us?
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming with an aide and an MP.
Well, we're ready.
He wants to inspect the garbage dump, that's up to him.
Yeah.
Pan Hut.
Morning, gentlemen. At ease. The condition of this tent is a disgrace.
Yeah, well, it does have that lived-in look.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's modeled on the Chicago sewer system. We saw it in the magazine.
Hey, look at all of you. Unshaven, out of uniform.
Yes, but with a song in our hearts.
Sergeant, put these men on report. Beds unmade, personal effects in disorder, furnishings in non-regulation condition. Hear, hear. Well, I'm commanding officer. You're not going to operate a distillery on this base. Sergeant, get that still out of here.
Hold it.
Nobody takes our gin machine.
Take it out of here. That's an order.
Hey, you watch it, buddy. This thing could go off.
Yeah, he's got to drop on his tax. We can't do a thing.
Now maybe you'll realize who's running this outfit. You straighten up and fly right. Or I promise you, there'll be hell to pay.
He actually took our steel.
He's not a nice person.
Gentlemen, that man has got to go. It's either him or us. And that's final.
How are we gonna do it?
Shoot him?
Stab him.
Poison him.
No, no, we gotta think this over. I have to give it careful, considered, intelligent thoughts.
Okay.
Then we'll shoot him, stab him, or poison.
All right, look, very simple. We just have to figure out a plan for the destruction of one of our colleagues. Major Frank Burns, U.S. Army, surgeon, and rat.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
Well, we could get hold of some orders, forge the general signature, and send them back to the States.
That's no good. They send them right back here.
Hey, it worked for a while.
Hi, Hulk. How do you feel about Army?
Let's try to avoid the more obvious cliches, all right? I mean, I think we need something really basic.
Hey, why don't we push him in front of a chopper with blades going?
That's basic enough.
Yeah, we haven't had a good decapitation in a long time.
It's crude. It's very crude, but I like it. You know, it's interesting. Now, let's table the beheading for the time being. What else you got?
Hey, look.
Yeah, what?
Tell him he's got a hot appendix.
Yeah.
Get him on the table.
Yeah.
I'll give him anesthesia.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it.
You're not a very creative person, are you, John?
Never claimed to be.
I have a question.
What? Marina's got a question.
After we get rid of Major Burns, then what?
Hey, that's an important point, you know that?
Yeah, you know, they could send out a surgeon who's even more gung-ho than Frank.
Might be. He won't even be a surgeon. Should be some dermatologist with pole in the War Department.
All right, so what's the answer?
I don't know. What is the answer?
You know what the answer is? Henry.
Henry!
Henry, surgeon. Look, now, when were all of us really happy here?
When the nurses were new?
We were happy when Henry was in command. He understood us, we understood him.
Sure, he was one of us.
You'd insult a man behind his back?
We had a mature, grown-up relationship. We had him by the throat.
That's right.
So why would Henry let himself be transferred back here?
Ego.
Ego?
Ego. The basic desire we all have to be needed. Look, I got an idea, but I'll need a couple of passes to Tokyo.
Okay, let's see what we got. Hardship leave? Sister pregnant?
You don't see many of those anymore.
Transfer to Germany?
Hey, you got a bacon, lettuce, and tomato and rye? Hold a mayo?
Very funny. Two passes to Tokyo. Should have looked under tea in the first place.
Gentlemen, with these, I promise you peace in our time.
Fantastic. Cho-Cho, you are one of the great soap artists.
Thank you, Curtis.
Oh, you people really have some fun-type customs.
Mind if we swim through?
Oh, I thought you guys had drowned.
No, just resting on the bottom.
Yeah, that's what we're all doing. Resting on the bottom.
There's that fabulous sense of humor again.
Yeah, Henry, we really missed it.
Yeah, hey, how are things going back at the ranch?
Well, kind of slow right now.
Yeah, that's why we forged a couple of passes.
You know, Frank's signature is almost as easy to copy as yours.
Well, you certainly seem to be suffering here, Henry.
But I give my three lectures a week, and then my time is my own. And I don't exactly sit around my room playing the kazoo.
Flesh is the flesh, Henry.
And after all, Henry, you deserve all this. I mean, you built a great surgical unit.
Sure, no matter what Frank Burns is doing to it.
Yeah, who cares that morale is down to zero and that everybody's beginning to hate each other?
Who cares about the 90% efficiency rating, now down to 32?
Well, that's war.
Oh, by George, that feels good. I tell you, this little lady's got golden feet. Honey, hit that scapula real hard, will you? I've got some calcium deposits back there.
Okay, Lou, will you stop groaning a minute and listen?
I have been listening, and you still don't make sense. I'm not going back to that rat hole.
What about the people you left back in that rat hole, huh?
Yeah, your friends, the people who love you.
Oh, come on, man. All the time I was up there, I slept with a loaded gun under my pillow. I'd have been safer in North Korea.
Henry, have you ever given one single thought to Leslie?
Oh, Honey, take it easy on the pelvic girdle. I've only got one of those, you know.
You know, since you're gone, Leslie is a basket case.
Okay, she'll get over it. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send her an OB coat or one of those hand-painted fans.
Oh, come on, Henry. You try to buy your way out of that relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send her a Dear Jane letter, all right? But I stay here.
If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake. Bake the cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake. How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a bond.
Mama Sam, these kids have real talent. They're terrific. How about another blast of that sacking?
Okay. Now I don't know where you came from, because I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in.
Henry, how can we change your mind?
You can't.
Now look, we came here to have a good time, so let's have it. Now that's an order. Hey, try the octopus. It's terrific.
No, I think I'll just stick with the seaweed sandwich.
Okay. You speak, me speak.
Let me have that, Mama. Hello there, Colonel Blake speaking. Leslie!
Right on time.
How are you?
I'm okay. Except for missing a certain Lieutenant Colonel who shall be nameless. And you?
Oh, fine. Working very hard, of course.
Henry, is Hawkeye with you? He said he might be.
Yeah, sure. Pierce.
Hmm?
Leslie.
For me?
Yeah.
Must be trouble. Yeah, Leslie, what's happening?
Hi, just a minute.
Hi. This is the call you wanted, right? Where I got one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel?
Oh, yeah?
Hey, listen, I hope I don't have to come up with any fake symptoms. You know, I got a weak stomach.
Well, the white count's up, huh?
We had SOS again for lunch.
All right. Yeah, you can't hold food down.
Just missed the 4 o'clock bar.
Yeah, look, tell Spear Chucker to get some blood chemistries and start him on IVs. We'll be right there. Yeah, okay. Get your shoes on. We gotta go back. Got a tough case, Henry.
Yeah.
Diagnostic problem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, abdominal pain, elevated white count. I can't nail it down.
It's white count, sir?
Yeah, it's bad.
That's all right. Radar's strong.
You dummy, can't you keep your mouth shut?
Radar?
Sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry now.
Hey, wait a minute. You're talking about radar?
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you. I know how much he means to you.
You didn't want to tell me what?
Well, about a week ago, he developed symptoms. Abdominal cramps, chills, high fever.
Listen, Henry, if it goes bad, could you write the letter?
Yeah, you're about his only real friend in Korea.
Yeah, you know. Nothing elaborate. Keep it simple. He comes from those kind of people.
Yeah, we'll give a report as soon as we know something.
Hey, wait a minute. I mean, you think I'm going to sit around at a place like this and wait for that kid to cash in? I was the best diagnostician in Bloomington. Hey, we're getting out of here. One of you call the airport. Reserve a chopper. Use my name. Priority one.
Okay,
I'll get
right
my shoes. Let's move.
Okay. We go PX now, big boy?
Maybe later, Mama. Sayonara. The chopper's just landed.
I know.
Come on, lay down.
Okay.
You know what to do. You get to lay it on him now, okay?
Okay.
Lay down.
How's he doing? Hi, fella.
Is that you, Mom?
It's your colonel, son.
Oh.
Now just relax. Where do you hurt?
My gut.
Well, let's have a look. Get you well, Radar. That hurt?
Oh!
That?
Oh! Oh!
Whatever he's got, it's spreading.
Oh, Colonel Blake, I just heard you were here, sir, and I... What's that man doing in bed?
He's sick.
Sick? Well, I saw him eat a quart of ice cream at lunch.
I was so sick, I didn't know what I was doing.
That's okay, sir. Oh. He's got to be gold-breaking. We've had a lot of that lately. Now, out of bed, back to the office, and finish filling out those reports.
Man's inhumanity to man again.
Frank, I'm examining this patient.
Oh, sorry, Henry. Not until you sign a transient medic form.
Do me a favor, stuff it.
And I'll need your initials on visiting physician in a combat zone.
Stuff that, too. Okay, prep this man for OR.
What?
I'm going to do an exploratory on him.
Operate on him?
Operate on him?
Henry, listen. Let's do some more studies. Enzymes, abdominal x-rays, the works. Find out where we're going.
Yeah, I agree with Frank. Yeah. I think we should test him.
Yeah, for a week or so. Maybe longer.
Look, this kid's got severe abdominal pain with rigidity. Now, it could be a perforated ulcer. I'm going in. Who wants to assist? Henry, I think you better slow down, huh? Look, I'll know the story 5 minutes after I open him up.
He's gonna open me.
You'll be fine.
Now, let's get on the stick. Who's gonna scrub
Henry? Look, Henry, I'm in command here, and nobody does an exploratory without my okay.
I'll explore anybody I want to.
You back off. This happens to be my responsibility.
Stay out of my way, Frank, or I'll have you busted down the male nurse.
Oh, come on, fellas.
Now, this is my outfit. I make the decisions.
Your outfit? I built this outfit with my own hands. When we first came over that hill, we didn't even have a bedpan to our
name. There's not going to be any operation, and if you don't like it, you can call General Hammond.
Well, I might just do that.
You want me to get General Hammond for you, sir?
Yeah, do that.
See if Buckley John is available. Even if he isn't, pull him away from whatever or whoever he's doing and tell him that I've got him.
Pain.
Look at that. He was gold bricking. I told you so.
Radar, are you sick?
Well, I feel a lot better than I did.
Now I don't feel so good.
Now let's get some air.
Hold it! Nobody move! Now what is going on here? Pierce, McIntyre, Jones, somebody talk to me.
Okay, Attila the Hun was pushing us around playing soldiers, so we tried to get you back in the front office.
By making radar fake an illness?
Yeah, well, it was intended to make you feel needed. It's all very psychiatric.
The word is crazy. I'll get the MPs. Then you can try being psychiatric in the stockade.
Oh, fine. Then after we're gone, you can roller skate from table to table and do all the surgery by yourself.
He's right. Put the phone down. Henry, as commanding officer, I...
Correction, you were the commanding officer. I'm taking over as of now.
Hey!
Welcome back, Henry.
I'll fix it with General Hammond. This is outrageous.
Frank, if I were you, I'd quit the Army.
Welcome home, Henry.
Welcome hey, what back. Am I going to do for massages around here?
Oh, I'll be glad to walk all over you.
I'm sure you will.
I got 20.
I need a car, too.
Oh, hey, pull up a chair, Henry.
Ten Hut?
From Henry?
You better knock it off, Hawkeye.
Well, I just never heard him say that before.
You better get used to it, Pierce. I'm back in command now. And you toe the line, all of you. And no more horsing around. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good. Now you know where you stand. Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it, man? Speak up.
Can I buy you a drink, big boy son?
Look, I just got through. Maybe a little while.